sure that we're dialed in and we take care of business and don't look too far ahead. And obviously we can't look back. So we have to look ahead. And Friday night is going to be our focus. And that's our job as coaches, to make sure we have the team dialed in. And we'll have them ready. I mean, we're going to do everything we can to have them ready to go. And this is the exciting part. I mean, we're back in the chase. And we haven't been for a long time. You know, even this weekend, you look at the standings and you're like 8 points out and going, holy cow, we got to go to Bowling Green. They haven't lost at home. Man, oh man, we have no chance. But you know what? We got a chance, and we just have to make sure that we take one step at a time, the old cliche. But we'll be ready, and we'll have a packed house. And you know, get your tickets. We're down to general admissions, a few scattered. And it's going to be a heck of a game and a heck of a weekend. So I tell fans to get out and get their tickets now. So you don't want to get to the box office and be, you know, turned away.
Next question: will John Scott's jersey be swapped out with his All-Star jersey in the locker room hallway there?
Well, I noticed they were wearing a lot of different jerseys in the games, and for one half they'd take him off, and I'm sure they've got things going on for that. But, you know, we'll see. And just like I said, just couldn't be prouder of John Scott and Danielle and their family and how they represented Michigan Tech.
Next question talks about the Hobie Baker Award and the fan voting. Of course, we've got Mr. Phillips and Mr. Patan representing Michigan Tech. And they're asking, Coach, how much does the fan balloting actually factor into the selection process?
That's a good question. I'm not sure what percentage it goes into it, but I know it does some. And I think it really helped one of the candidates last year get into the final three. So, yeah, we got to get all those people voting for John Scott to vote for Patan and Phillips.
That's right. When scheduling non-conference opponents, is it possible to do a home-and-home series? They say Northern Michigan. I think they mean Duluth, maybe. For example, Tech hosting Denver. Oh, I see what they're saying. Is it possible to do a home-and-home series with Northern Michigan and two other teams?
Yes. Yes, and we've talked about that before, but it's trying to get the right teams willing to do it, and you want them in, you know, close in proximity. So if we do Boston University and Boston College, you know, that'd be great because they're right there. Or Denver and Colorado College, you could do that. There's a few teams you can do that with, St. Cloud and Minnesota, even though maybe they're different conferences, you could still try to work something out. We've talked about that in the past, but it's hard enough getting teams to come up here, you know, just regular schedule, let alone worrying about the complications of traveling and doing some other things with two schools. So,
well, and trying to get four schools who have
on the
an
same
open
board.
Date.
Right, exactly.
For those
and
dates.
That's part
that's
of
tough
it.
To do.
Yeah.
I think we already asked that one. And this person says, Coach, they really appreciate the way the team acknowledged the fans after Saturday night's game down in Bowling Green.
I'm sorry?
These people here, next comment says that they really appreciated the way the team acknowledged the Huskies fans after the game down in Bowling Green.
Oh, no question.
After we won.
No question. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, and our team recognizes that. I mean, it doesn't go lost on them. And, I mean, it really does make a difference. And when you see it, you know, you're proud to be a Michigan Tech hockey player. I mean, it's great. I mean, our fans have been fantastic. And it's just not parents. It's just people who have, you know, no skin in the game other than maybe have gone to Tech or being a Tech or enjoy watching the hockey. So I shouldn't say no skin in the game, but just that aren't related per se to someone on the team. And I think that's fantastic. So we get a huge walk of Tech fans there, and I think it's fantastic. It's great.
Does the forecheck change at all, Coach, when the opposing team has young freshman D in the lineup like Bowling Green did the other day?
Not really. You know, we talk maybe a little bit about it to make sure we get pucks into a certain area and force them to go back and play them. And I thought we did a pretty good job of putting heat on them all weekend and change our forecheck a little bit late Friday or late Saturday in the game just to be a little more defensive. But no, we're going to play our style for the most part. We're not going to change per team, you know, as we play different teams. We're going to tweak some things, but not change overall.
Next question. Are there any additional concerns getting ready to play the Winter Carnival Series with so many potential distractions looming? The families in town, a different times for the games, festivities and everything. You know, any concerns about that?
Well, a little bit as a coach. And we talk about distractions. We talk about how you have to try and eliminate them. You know, you can't tell players, hey, your parents can't come up here. You can't talk to your parents or anything like that. And I would never do that. But at the same time, you know, we want them to enjoy the families and friends, and but you have to make sure you pick the times to do that and understand what time you're going to have to do that, and like, whether it's all day Saturday night after the game or Sunday or a little bit before on maybe on Thursday when we're not in class. But once the games come in on game day, everybody's different how you approach it, and for us, we talk about routine. You have to get a routine, a normal routine, and try to stick to that routine and find something that works, that makes, you know, you're ready mentally and physically to play. So we talk about that routine a lot. And so this week, we want to make sure we stay with that routine.
Can you describe the impact of Dylan Stamen coming back? And this person's wondering if he's a huge difference maker, great in faceoffs, and a good quality minutes from a top-rated center.
Well, no question. He's been huge, and I think you can see it. I think, you know, when we look back, we really missed him early in some key situations. But and he's just starting to get in the game shape. And I think the last 2 weekends have been good for Dylan. We've played in, you know, top-notch. Really, the last 4 weeks have been really good for him. And that's really all he's played. He played the Lake Superior series, but then we had such a huge break before getting back in. So he's played, really, to me, 8 games and all pretty intense, huge games. You know, we played for championships both at the Great Lakes and the Desert Classic, and then we played home Minnesota State, one of the top 20 teams, first place in our league. Then you go into Bowling Green, hasn't lost a home league game all year, top, you know, 20 teams. So I think that's really helped him, but you can see how he's really helped their team also. 5 goals in those games.
Great question. So, Coach, I want to remind people that there are still some reserve seats, but general admission tickets are on sale for the weekend, and it is a big weekend. Of course, it's the annual Winter Carnival. Michigan Tech is playing good hockey right now. You know Damon Whitten is going to have his team ready to go here. And game time, again, is 8:07 on Friday night and 5:07 on Saturday night. The 8:07 is because of some television coverage that the Huskies are getting.
Yeah, we're going to be on television on Friday night, and you can go to our website and learn all about it. But we'll have to make sure we put that out there so all the fans, wherever you might be, can pick up that telecast, and we'll make sure we tell everyone where it is and where they can find it. But that's one reason. That's the reason why we changed the game. So when you have the opportunity to get on television and not only showcase the hockey program, but showcase our university, and what a great time to do a Winter Carnival. And I just want to make sure, I told them, yeah, we'll go on TV, but I want some features on our school and not only the hockey program, but, you know, whether it's the engineering and the snow statues and the students and the way of life in the community, to make sure that we build that up. And not just, and they said they would. So let's hope they come through that. Otherwise, I wouldn't, you know, want it to, you know, just basically change a game to go on TV.
Because it is a short turnaround.
It is a short turnaround. You're sacrificing a little bit and by doing that. But, you know, at the same time, if you have a chance to, to showcase your university and your community, you know, all over North America, it's going to be picked up by TSN also, then why not?
Also, Coach, I want to remind people of the Blue Line Luncheon on Friday, which will be at noon, $10 per person. You can reserve your Blue Line seat at blueline@mtu.edu, and do that by Thursday by noon, okay? Thursday by noon for that, and that will be a $10 charge.
Yeah, we'll try and do that. Yeah, the Blue Line Club, and they can come and listen. I might try and get maybe Gary Shuchuk up at that, or one of our players, or get Tyler Hanen or whatnot. But it'll be a good time. We'll have lots to talk about and answer lots of your questions.
And what can you tell us? Of course, you haven't really. We already talked about Tyler Hanen on the weekend. You'll probably know some more this week, right?
Yeah, he had a good weekend. We stay in touch with Tyler Shalaz. Tyler stays back and works those players out in conjunction with Brian Brewster's training program, and so I think he had a good weekend, and we'll just see how much he can do this week. And like I said, we got another weekend off after this coming weekend, and we've played extremely well in Tyler's absence, and guys have stepped up and done a great job. So fortunately, that's been good, but unfortunately, we're gonna have some tough decisions as we go forward. But it sometimes it's almost a blessing, because you're forced to get other guys in the lineup and get them in some real big games and some key situations, and they've done a good job. And so we hope Tyler's making some progress, as is Jake Jackson. So, two pretty good hockey players that we have, along with Evan Anderson, obviously, and Walker Hyland and Devin Kerr. I mean, we've got depth on this team, and I think it's shown the last couple of weeks.
Well, Coach, it's going to be a fun week. It is Winter Carnival week, and we can't wait for the games. Again, 8:07 on Friday night. Tune on into our pregame. Actually, I recommend you don't be tuning into our pregame, because I hope you're there already, because it's going to be so many people at these games. You're going to want to be there at the game before even our pregame starts. But for those who are not able to
go to the games.
No
question. And the Lamplighters Lounge, get there early, get a good spot. And mention, I talked about Brian Brewster. So if anybody gets a chance, you can wish Brian Brewster happy birthday. Right. I think he turned 50 or something like that. So
it was his
birthday. The boys sang. So about midnight, as the clock struck midnight on the bus, they obviously sang Brian Brewster, happy birthday. I mean, I thought that was classy. That we got some awesome. Pretty good singers, too.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
It was good. Those are some of the things we don't get a chance to see. And John Scott alluded to some of the bus rides in one of his articles. So anyway, have a great week, everyone. We'll see you on the weekend.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
This is Mix 93.5 WK.